Radio Prague News.
Czech politicians have expressed sadness and shock over the death of Polish President Lech Kaczyński, who was killed along with dozens of others in a plane crash on Saturday. The Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, has been inaugurated to his post in a ceremony and special mass at Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral. Václav Klaus said on Friday that he has been informed on who will be the next U.S. ambassador to Prague. Czech politicians have expressed sadness and shock over the death of Polish President Lech Kaczyński, who was killed on Saturday along with dozens of others in a plane crash. The presidential plane was destroyed after its pilots attempted to land in poor visibility near Smolensk, Russia, clipping treetops before hitting the ground. The Polish president, his wife, and an official delegation, which included the head of Poland's central bank, legislators, and military representatives, were on their way to a ceremony to commemorate the victims of the Katyn massacre of 70 years ago. All those on board were killed. Speaking at a press conference in Prague, Mr. Klaus said it was a huge loss which had saddened him deeply. He called Mr. Kaczyński a great son of Poland, and he said that he had been a true friend. The president has sent a telegram to Mr. Kaczyński's brother Jarosław, the former prime minister of Poland, expressing his condolences. And other Czech politicians have also responded on Saturday, expressing their condolences over the tragedy. The Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer, currently in the United States, stressed the death of Mr. Kaczyński and others on the presidential plane represented a huge loss not just for Poland, but also for the Czech Republic. And he stressed that the Czechs shared in Poland's grief. In other news, the Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, has been inaugurated to his post at a ceremony and special mass at Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral. On Saturday morning, the Archbishop, who is also the head of the Roman Catholic Church in the Czech Republic, took up the pastoral staff from his predecessor, Cardinal Miloslav Vlk. Czech President Václav Klaus, who spoke at the ceremony, thanked Archbishop Duka's predecessor for his years in office and expressed the hope that unresolved issues between the church and state, such as the ownership of St. Vitus Cathedral and property restitution, would be resolved. Archbishop Dominik Duka, who is 67, was appointed the new Archbishop of Prague on February 13th of this year. President Václav Klaus has said that he has been informed on who will be the next U.S. ambassador to Prague. The president revealed the information on Friday shortly after meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama at Prague Castle. He did not reveal a name, but did say that the person in question was a member of the U.S. delegation that traveled to the Czech Republic for the U.S.-Russia summit. This week, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev met in Prague to sign a new treaty on nuclear arms reduction. A statue commemorating Czechoslovakia's second president, Edvard Beneš, was unveiled in Brno on Saturday in front of Masaryk University's law faculty. The ceremony, attended by around some 500 people, and Brno's mayor, Roman Onderka, called Mr. Beneš one of the most important figures in Czechoslovak history. The sculpture was long sought by members of the community of Czechoslovak legionnaires, as well as the Association of Czechoslovak Aviators from World War II. I'm Jan Bellinger, and that's the news.